big tour at all the venues who choose to be part of it. So it's all the streets are shut down. Right? Mm. There's shuttles. Everything's taken care of for you. Tickets are still available. I would highly recommend that you get your tickets. Go to auburnwinefestival.com. Plenty to do. The event starts at 1, goes through 5. As I said, what's really interesting to me, the best part about the Auburn Wine Festival, is that all the local folk know what wines go with what food, and they all get together and really want to pair them.
Really?
Yes. So all the best restaurants and all the best wineries all collaborate and put together a menu for you. Mm-hmm. And so you walk around, you get a wine glass, you get, you know, your plate, and you walk around and you get as much as you can eat and drink. And if you want to, and Old Town and Downtown, for those who don't know, are actually quite close. But if you don't want to walk it, you can have a quick shuttle. It's all taken care of for you with your ticket price. So you just, hop on the bus, go between Old Town, Downtown, best restaurants, best wine. What's not to love?
Seriously, all you have to say was wine, and you have me.
It's not a hard sell, is it?
No, that sounds fabulous. Going on tomorrow. Okay, now that we've planned our weekend, today we are Google crazy, and we have some tips and tricks today, I understand. You do.
I do, for specifically for Gmail. I had a lot of requests to expand on Gmail, which many people in the world already use. But many people don't know what's available within Gmail, similar to what I talked about a few weeks ago about Facebook. A lot of people didn't know features existed. So I thought I would break Gmail down a bit further. I can go for 3 months if you let me. But there are so many features that are somewhat hidden. Most people open it up and just start emailing, and they don't maybe take advantage. And so I'll... Most people know what it is. I'll break down the show like I typically do. What is it? Gmail is an online email system that you can check your email. Why is it important? Well, like most things Google put out, they really break it down and they try to make things continually better. They really get to the essence of what people are trying to get done with email.
Constantly working
on it, constantly making it better. So today's show will be about those advanced features, starting with the priority inbox. Right? Mm-hmm. You might not even know you have it, but there's something called priority inbox, which you automatically get when you sign up for your email account. And it's Google in the background looking at what you do already, mm-hmm. right, to see what your habits are, what emails you actually answer, which ones you mark important, which ones that you actually respond to. And they start putting those in a priority inbox. So you've got another little, on the left-hand pane, if you log into your Gmail account, you'll see priority inbox.
Huh.
From within that, they give you extra features in there like stars or markers. So you can mark mm-hmm. them as important, or you can mark them as, you know, star it so you can come back later. So then you've got another little link on the side that says everything you've starred. Everything that you've marked is important, and they're all visual aids.
Huh.
Because someone like me, honestly, I get up to 2,200 emails a day. It's crazy. Most of it goes to spam, which I should mention, by far, Gmail has the best spam filtration system in the world.
Yeah.
They throw so much money at it. I hardly get spam. I mean, the spam comes, but I never see it because they just automatically sift it right into my spam box.
Nice. I agree. They do a very good job with that.
So I still have customers who just refuse, you know, well, I need my, what do you call it?
Outlook.
I need my, I can't get away. Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Dump it.
Immediately.
That's my advice. If you're still using Outlook, hey, if you're a Microsoft, more power to you. But sorry, I'm putting my 22 years of experience here. You should dump it. You can export everything, import it into Gmail, and you're off and running. Here's something I hear. I'll just break away just for a second. but Gmail is only online when you have service. Wrong. They have an offline version too.
Really?
Just a little piece of it's just a tab that you can install. You can have everything offline as well. So.
Hmm.
Give me another one that doesn't.
I like using the color coding in the emails. I have different
visual aids.
Ways of doing that.
Absolutely.
I really enjoy that.
The second thing I wanted to go over here was filters. Filters are a very powerful tool within Gmail. I have a lot of customers, and I can't just have their email show up in the inbox, and I'm getting confused right in there. So one of the things they have is called a filter, whereby you can tell Google, hey, if this email has these words, or if it comes from this person, or if it has this kind of attachment, or if it says something in the subject line, it will filter and do a bunch of things within that filter. I typically put it over into what's called a label, So I label each one of my customers or something specific off. And then the visual aid is once it immediately goes through and filters within seconds all of the emails that would have all the parameters that you've just set up. And then there are visual aids. So when you have something in your inbox, you can tell it skip the inbox completely and just go to the box or go to, you know, what some people might consider a folder. But they actually, when Gmail was set up, they specifically did not use the word folder. I should clarify that. Hmm. And everything's based around search. Google's a killer search engine, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they incorporate Google search engine within Gmail.
Wow.
So, yeah, and most people don't even know there's a teeny tiny little arrow off to the right side of the search box that has very advanced searching features.
Really?
Yeah, so if you just see a little teeny triangle, click it, and you'll be prompted with a bunch, many choices of how you want to like break down your search.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if I would, you know, if you sent me an email, I wouldn't go searching for some folder or some, even a filter that I built. I would immediately just type Sarah.
Huh.
And boom, everything from Sarah. And within that are held what they call conversations. So that, and I'll go over that in a second, but these filters are amazing. The filtration system so that you can quickly organize your inbox and it will thereby do whatever you tell it to do.
Makes your life easier.
It really does. One of the things that many people don't know is you can check up to 5 different emails through Gmail.
Mm.
So if you've got, well, I've got my work email, I've got my personal, I've got this, I got, great. Organize it into one place. The beautiful thing about Gmail is that no matter where you are in the world, this is where a lot of people don't know, or maybe they're too scared to figure out. Well, I keep all my email at my home computer and then on my laptop, and sometimes it gets confusing and I need that email. So the answer is use something like Gmail, check, you get up to 5 for free, check all, it's called, you know, you can pop it down or you can IMAP it down, meaning, and I won't go over that, it's too hard to explain, but you can download, Gmail will go and grab your email from where, whatever server you might be associated with and put it into your Gmail inbox or what, one of those filters. So I check up to 5, you know, emails within my one Gmail account. And so one of the things you're doing is you're getting it away from a computer. It doesn't matter if my phone fell in the gutter, I broke my phone, or my laptop goes, or whatever computer I've broken, all my email remains.
Hmm.
Right? That's a dangerous thing to download your most important assets, which often are attached to email, and keep it on a computer. You've downloaded, like, you know, and I know that, believe, Microsoft is trying to play catch up, and they've got their own online versions now, but it can't hold a candle to Gmail. So anyway, if you centralize all of your information.
Brilliant.
And it's always there. It's always backed up. It's always secure. People say, oh, this is not as secure as my home computer. Bull.
Baloney.
If you think that a teeny little $15 hard drive is going to last forever, first of all, you've got about 3 good years out of a hard drive. And after that, you should really be concerned. If you've got a bunch of stuff on there that's valuable, you should think about backups. Well, you put it out in the cloud, meaning just out in servers out in outer space. Well, they're always going to be backed up.
Good storage.
Yeah, it's fabulous storage. I mean, we can talk, and that's going to be another show, Google Drive. We've touched on it before, but... anyway, I would highly recommend you use Gmail. Check all of your email through Gmail and make sure that you won't ever lose anything. Right?
Brilliant. So, I know what I'm doing right after the show.
Let's see. What else are we going to talk about here? Check 5 different accounts. One really cool thing. Google has this little tab up in Gmail called Labs where people have all these extra features, cool features.
Labs.
Google Labs. Like even just as simple as a theme. I keep, somebody built this really cool theme for my Gmail. So mine is black and it has like bouncing, you know, I like dark backgrounds with light text when I read. It's easier on the eyes. It's easier to see.
Hmm.
And that's just one of the many things that the developers can throw up there into Labs. You can try them out. You can be a beta tester or sometimes things are fully approved.
Huh.
Another great part of Labs, one of the features that I use are canned responses. So say somebody, I often get an email, hey, I need you to build me a website, give me a quote or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a canned response. I click compose email and down on the bottom right of that email, another little triangle, it says canned response.
Huh.
Rather than me take minutes out of my day to type the same thing over, I have a canned response. Boom. It fills out everything. And then I just need to replace their name.
Wow.
Thanks, Sarah, for your email. And, you know, let's set up a time we can talk about your needs and da 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 da. But I can do it in seconds rather than minutes.
Wow.
And in my day, I mean, that's important because my schedule seems to be structured by the milliseconds.
Oh, gosh.
So canned responses. Google Voice, Google Hangouts. We've talked about that in prior shows. All embedded within Gmail. I won't go into deep conversation about it, but you can make a phone call from your Gmail. You can start a video hangout
right
in your email.
Wow.
All from the Gmail interface.
All in one location. That makes it so nice.
For me, it's just a time saver. I am about business. I am about trying to make money and save money for small businesses. And if you're not using Gmail, then I'm telling you right now, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your money.
Exactly.
And you're also taking your life in your own hands when you are downloading emails to different computers and hoping that it's going to be there. So I'll guarantee you, your hard drive will fail.
Dangerous.
They all do. So it is dangerous. Mm. I mean, you know, it's not the computer that's the most expensive. It's the data on it that really contains the value. So if you really take your data seriously, or even if it's just personal pictures of all of your children or whatever, if you're trusting your hard drive, well, I'm warning you now that it will fail. Hmm. So get it off your hard drive and put it on many, many, many thousands of hard drives out on the cloud. And that's part of what Gmail does. Within Gmail, a lot of folks don't know that you've got a full contact list. You've got a full calendaring system. You've got task lists. I love their task list. Huh. It's kind of like a project management tool. If you've got projects going on, it's very simple. Part of the Gmail brings up a little window. If you've got tasks, you can have, tasks and then subtasks within it. I found that using things like project management tools can be a little cumbersome, where I just need a daily list. I make every morning, I get up early and I make my list, and I can keep it there rather than write. I still write on paper, but if it's important enough, it makes the official list. And again, so it's always going to be there. Wow. If I break all my computers, if I'm out of the country, whatever, I can log in from another computer, read what's going on, read my email, contact whomever I need to contact, make a list, calendar, everything is there.
Brilliant repository. Saves you lots of time.
It really is.
And it's free.
Absolutely free. You can go to Google Apps if you're part of a business, if you want Google to host your stuff. But for the most part, yes, it's completely 100% free. Pretty amazing business model, if you ask me.
Brilliant.
How are we doing on time?
Good. We have about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes. Well, I can keep talking here.
Mm-hmm. Google tips and tricks, man. Google is on top of the world.
Gmail. Yes, absolutely. Gmail is just, for me, I'm in front of Gmail most of my 16 to 18 hours a day that I work.
Oh,
so I'm sitting in front of my face.
Goodness.
So again, with I'd like to, where do I want to touch here?
Keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah, shortcuts.
Yeah.
Yes. There are tons of keyboard shortcuts. You can go in and pre-program them, just like many other macros on other programs. So if I don't use a lot of the keyboard shortcuts, honestly. I go and I just use, I think Google, if you ever notice, Google keeps their stuff pretty simplistic,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't have tons of killer web design going on. It's pretty utilitarian, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about work. It's about efficiency. It's about making money. So I appreciate all of that. There's tons of experimental features. They're continuing through labs to give you more features, and they allow developers, as I said, to give you extras if you so choose, if you want them. What else? Let me look here. I've got just so many tons of notes. I went over filters, stars, priority, markers. You can mark things. What you're mentioning, color
mm-hmm.
codes. You can mark things with different colors, and if you've already associated colors with certain projects, you can just quickly look down, because after a while, your inbox gets very full, as I'm sure you know.
And your eyes get tired of seeing the same thing.
You're trying to find it, right. So part of the filtration system, you can mark it with colors, right? All that yummy goodness.
I keep all of my contacts. I absolutely love Gmail for keeping all my stuff together. And, man, these tips and tricks, it's going to be even better. I don't know how anybody could survive in business without utilizing it.
And here's a couple things that I really like. You click on your email. Excuse me. You can actually, from an email, mark it. You can mark that email. Say something like somebody sends you an email and you say, oh, we need to have a meeting. Go to the top right of the email. It'll say more. Click on it and say create event. You can go, which will automatically grab your entire email, put it into your calendar with all that attendant information, and you can make a calendar event, and right from there, send a calendar invite to whomever automatically emailed you. And that's a big one for me. I've got so many requests, for, hey, can you give me a call? I need this, I need that. So rather than go to the calendar and start over and copy and paste, you can click one link.
Nice.
Take the email, create a calendar, right? You can mark things as read, mark things as important, there's tons of little markings that you can handle right then and there,
huh.
right from within the email, rather than go and, like I said, make everything redundant and have extra steps, right? So they've really gone through and thought about how people use their email.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't just kind of have a few people design it and then push it out to the world. They started with that, but then they really started checking, just like everything they do, started checking out how people use their stuff.
Next week.
Next week, we're going to go over advanced blogging techniques. You can find all this stuff on daveworks.net, podcast.daveworks.net, and I hope to see you tomorrow.